Hello, people out there. This is your boy Mazon on Mazon Radio. I just want to talk about today about a serious subject that a lot of people don't talk about. I definitely want to talk about, you know, what is friendship and what can you do to have a successful friendship. I believe with all my heart that a friendship is equal. It's not, you feel me, 60-40. It's not, you feel me, 70-30. It's 50-50. As it evenly split down, but I believe in a friendship, y'all should both go 100. Because if you care about somebody and you consider somebody your friend, you shouldn't have a problem or you shouldn't have an issue with going hard in any area you need to. A lot of people nowadays, they take, you know, being called a friend or they, you know, being considered a friend, they take that for granted. My understanding is that when you're friends with somebody, you must first understand who they are, what they are, and what, you know, got them, what hardships, what struggles they went through to get to who they are. That means understanding their strengths, understanding their weaknesses, understanding what makes them mad, what makes them happy. You know, those things, those gestures. I think also what keeps a successful friendship is also communication. Being able to communicate with, you know, the person that you're friends with or a friend with. You know, having lack of communication can cause a lot of problems. It can bring up a lot of problems. You know, for example, myself, I had a lot of friendships that, you know, due to us not communicating effectively and not, you know, being able to talk to each other about certain issues we had, it ended the friendship. So communication is definitely a big part of it. Another thing is with that communication has to come understanding. You have to understand what your friend is saying or how your friend feels. If you don't take that time to basically understand and get a true understanding of what is required of your friend, then maybe you need to self-evaluate yourself. Because a lot of times we blame it on the other person when it's really us that didn't compromise. And that brings me to my next successful point. It's compromise. A lot of people nowadays, they don't compromise, you feel me, with they friends or with the person that they're friends with. They always want it their way. If it's not their way, it's the highway. This and that. That's nonsense. I believe me. That is nonsense. Because there are some things you can compromise in. You know what I'm saying? Because compromising is a very good trait in a friendship. You may not always agree with the things that you and your friend talk about or you and your friend do or whatever. You may not like some of the things that he or she does. But as a friend, you have to compromise. You feel me? You have to be able to, you know, understand, you know what? I need to look at this differently. I need to look at this from their point of view. And maybe I need to compromise. So, you feel me? With that being said, I just got to keep it solid. My time is almost up. So, I just want to let y'all know that I'm Mazon once again. And this is Mazon Radio. Maze Radio. You feel me? And I thank y'all for listening. And I hope to hear from y'all. Call in. You know, it's the VO. You already know what it is. Maze Radio. Yeah. And also, you know, another thing is that, you feel me, this is part two, you feel me, whatnot. Basically, you know what I'm saying, a friendship is something that's sacred, something that's very desperate in the world today, because we always look forward to other things and we put our minds on other things, but we never put our minds on what truly matters. And friendship is something that's sacred, something that's beautiful. If you don't think that friendship is beautiful, then I honestly must say that something's wrong with you. Because a friendship is something beautiful. Now, I'm not saying that y'all not gonna have disagreements. I'm not saying that y'all not gonna, you know, y'all not gonna get disappointed. Because that comes with a friendship. But you know what else comes with a friendship too? Good moments, great memories, things that you can accomplish together as being friends. Your friend is supposed to be able to motivate you. Your friend is supposed to be able to give you that energy that you don't have to press on. You feel me? So if your friend is not doing that, if your friend is not telling you, and this is another thing, people, if your friend is not telling you the raw truth, they're not your friend. They don't care about you. Because you're supposed to be honest. That's another point. You have to be honest with your friend. There's many times I have been honest with my friends and they stopped being friends with me because I told them the truth. But what is a friend supposed to do? A friend is supposed to tell you the truth. A friend is supposed to tell you, this is wrong, that's right. If I know that you have an attitude with somebody, and you shouldn't have an attitude with somebody, I'm going to tell you that that's wrong. If I tell you, you know what, bruh, don't go out with them people. They bad influences. That's only going to end in destruction. Well, I will hope that my friend will listen to me, but at the same time, they're their own person. But if I tell you and I give you examples and I give you facts on why these people are not good for you, as a friend, you should consider what I say. Because at the end of the day, I'm telling you what's right. I'm telling you what's right. I'm not trying to steer you in the wrong way. I'm telling you concretely what's right. And to, you know, wrap it up, you feel me, this part two, another thing is loyalty. You have to be loyal. You have to be able to be loyal. If you don't know what loyalty is, it means being there for someone no matter what. Being there with somebody going through thick and thin with them. Being able to have their back through thick and thin. That's what loyalty to me is. And that'll be another subject that I will talk about, you feel me, on another time. But friendship, loyalty, be down with them. But there's always, you know, you can only be loyal so much. And what I mean by that is you can only be loyal so much, because if someone keeps doing stuff to you that you know isn't right, that you know just don't settle with you, and they continually doing it over and over and over again, maybe you can consider ending that friendship. But I will talk part three. I will come with friendship and what I feel, you know what I'm saying, what I feel, people, you know, the reasons why people should end their friendships. So this is Maison Radio. Thank y'all for listening. I'm out. VO.